Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Top of the hour. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. It is just, wow, hours away from the Super Bowl now. We are closing in on Super Bowl Sunday. Can't wait to talk about it and, of course, talk about it throughout the week. We'll have more tomorrow. Jim Sanis will be with us. We'll get a DFS preview. Davis and I will run through all of the props, but lots going on. NBA trade deadline today. So let's get to our headlines here and see if anything piques your interest. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Bucks, Suns headlines tonight. 7-game NBA slate. Milwaukee out west playing the Lakers and then the Suns. Number 3, Purdue at Michigan, highlighting tonight's college basketball slate. Round 1 of the Waste Management Phoenix Open is underway, one of the more exciting golf tournaments this weekend. Can't wait to check that out Saturday and Sunday. And Tucker Rask retires after 16 seasons. He tried to come back to help the Bruins and didn't go very well. So he is going to retire again. Davis, we have NBA trades to get to, of course. But I think that for our purposes of this show, Fantasy Sports Today, we'd love to have a fantasy baseball season to talk about, which we have done here for many, many years, in February for many, many years. But there's been a lockout. But today, for the first time in months, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, aside from the stuff that we're all frustrated about, comes out and gives us some really good information. Number one, the designated hitter is in play. So pitchers hitting is a thing of the past. The lottery probably going to be similar to the NBA, where the Major League Baseball is going to have a draft lottery. So tanking sort of put to rest. And also free agents, as I saw as well, will not have draft pick compensation attached to them anymore. Davis, that's a really big thing in baseball, too. Remember all of these teams, you know, with the qualifying offer and do I sign, do I stay? It kind of limits the ability for teams to sign players because they don't want to give up that draft pick. That is gone as well. So that's the good news. The bad news is, as we still sit here, we don't know if spring training is opening next week.
Yeah, we don't know. I would love for us to be done with the Super Bowl and we get there and it's just immediately into, you know, you want to draft this guy in this round. We're talking about who's going to be this year's Robbie Ray. We're talking about Bobby Wood Jr. is going to start the year with the Royals. We're talking about can Mondesi stay healthy for 162 games? You know, is Eloy Jimenez? What, you know, there's so many ways, so many things that we could be doing. And I very much hope that we get there. The players, right? I've seen a couple players tweet since Manfred statements, and of course they're all mocking him. You know, Marcus Stroman is on Twitter telling Rob Manfred that the phones work both ways and just all sorts of stuff going on. The players, I don't think have a very high opinion of Rob Manfred at this time, but I very much hope that they all get it done.
Well, Saturday, apparently, according to Manfred, who spoke today to reporters in Orlando, on Saturday, the owners are going to send what Manfred says is a good proposal over to the players. And if it is close or if it is negotiable, then there simply is a real chance that spring training, even though it probably still would be delayed by a few days, but a real spring training schedule and a real spring training season. But we are so far from there. Have no idea what's in this proposal. And I would guess that Monday we will be back on the show having complete clarity at that time. So that's kind of where it stands from there. As far as trades in the NBA, Davis, we had a handful of them so far today. We had three trades. Which you think is the most significant?
Well, the most significant in terms of who we're going to be watching in the NBA playoffs is going to be the four-team trade. Welcome to radio, of course, everyone here on Sports Grid, Davis Matic and Craig Mish with you on Fantasy Sports Today, discussing the NBA trade deadline. But the move of Serge Ibaka to the Milwaukee Bucks with Dante DiVincenzo heading out is going to be the most impactful in terms of championships. Like, Serge Ibaka could be playing in the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals in not that long of a time frame. However, the trade that might impact fantasy basketball the most, or at least, fantasy basketball for the next couple of years, might be the trade of Marvin Bagley from the Sacramento Kings to the Detroit Pistons. I don't really see any reason why Marvin Bagley can't be the next Christian Wood, right? The next guy who's been on the bottom of the Kings roster forever. He is a super talented player. Remember, he was the number two overall pick. Not even that long ago, four seasons ago, he was the number two overall pick. Pretty much every year of his career, he'd been a double-double guy per 36 minutes. Every year of his career, he'd been a double-double guy per 36 minutes, 20 and 10, pretty much. And for whatever reason, the Kings have never given him that time frame. He's never averaged over 25 minutes per game. I would love for the rest of the season for the Pistons to say, there's no reason for us to be playing Kelly Olynyk. They just traded away Trey Lyles in this deal as well. Marvin Bagley, our center, take as many shots as you want. All rebounds are yours. Do your thing, big man. And they could sign him to an extension, showcase him for a year, maybe get a first round pick for him. I mean, because it's not like Marvin Bagley is not an untalented individual. So I do think we're going to be doing these NBA DFS lineups, and I think 2 weeks from now, Marvin Bagley is going to be like $8,100 on DraftKings.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Interesting. Yeah, here on my timeline, it's all about where's Dragic going as soon as San Antonio gets out of his deal. But we'll see if he goes to Miami or somewhere else. As Davis mentioned, Pat Riley not shy about bringing back his players that he likes, and I know he liked him a lot. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Speaking of trades, the Philadelphia 76ers are definitely on the clock. They have Ben Simmons until this afternoon, or maybe they don't. Maybe they trade him. We'll see. Doc Rivers will talk about the experience of being traded next. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Matic, welcome back. It is NBA trade deadline day. One coach, one player who a former player who's definitely up against it today to figure out whether or not he's going to have Ben Simmons for the rest of the season is none other than head coach of the 76ers, Doc Rivers. Once upon a time, Doc Rivers was traded from Atlanta to LA and then eventually LA to the spot that he really flourished in New York with the Knicks. And Rivers went back through history and gave us a little synopsis as to how that all went down.
You know, I was only traded. I was traded to the Clippers in the summer, and Stan Kasten, you know, literally 24 hours after the season, told me, "Listen, we got to break this up. We haven't won it. We're not going to trade Dominique." So I was pretty smart. Yeah, I figured that one out. I mean, he was honest. He was very honest. He was up forward. You know, I didn't necessarily love where I was going, but I didn't have a lot of say so in that. And then the trade from the Clippers to the Knicks, I screamed in joy. You know, I was going to a team with coached by Pat Riley and a chance to win a title, and I hadn't had that opportunity in my career. So it all depends on where you're going and how you view it. But to this day, I don't think that's changed.
And what also hasn't changed, Davis, is what you talked about yesterday. The drama surrounding these trades is like far superior to the actual games being played on the court. NBA free agency and trade day as well. As it sits here, about 1:15 Eastern, still no deal. Although Frank Iasola, who covers the NBA, seems to be thinking that a deal could be getting close with Simmons going to Brooklyn, but we'll see.
Yeah, reportedly, Doc Rivers, who was just talking to us right there, sent all the 76ers home for the day. They said, you know, no one's going to be focusing on basketball inside the building. They, I don't believe they have to play tonight, so just a practice day for them. So no reason for them to be in the building. And Keith Pompey, at Pompey on Sixers, right now, 3 minutes ago, he said, according to sources, the 76ers are refusing to put Matisse Thybulle in the deal with the Brooklyn Nets for James Harden. That's the holdup. All other issues are agreed upon. I'm actually with the 76ers here. Do not trade that guy. Matisse Thybulle is the best perimeter defender in the NBA. If he could become a 34% three-point shooter, I mean, he would be one of the most valuable, because of the contract he's on, guys in the NBA. So I'm with the 76ers on this. I would not give Thybulle up in this potential deal, if I'm already giving up Ben Simmons. So good on them for holding firm there.
All right, we'll update you if anything happens before the end of the show. All right, so tonight, Davis, let's take a look at the NBA slate in terms of daily fantasy for people who are ready to throw down a little cash tonight over on DraftKings. We're going to help you set a lineup. Now, obviously, this is all very much subject to change. If you're watching this on demand at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, you know, there's a chance that this could change. I mean, we got to definitely put that out there today because of the trade deadline being there. But how does the slate look to you today?
Well, it is fairly interesting because we have multiple teams who have already made a trade today. The Detroit Pistons have already made a trade. The Pelicans made a trade earlier in the week. The Toronto Raptors have made one trade. We will see if they make another. I think we might see the Mavericks make a trade. And then we also had the Milwaukee Bucks involved in a trade with Dante DiVincenzo as well. So it actually hasn't been wiped out. You know, really, it's just going to be front court value for the Detroit Pistons with Trey Lyles being moved there. But my guess is we are going to see at least one more trade before the trade deadline that's going to significantly impact this slate tonight.
All right, so let's take a look at some of the options tonight over on DraftKings. Also, get all this info over at DailyRoto.com for free, by the way. Point guard. Okay. All right. So
there we go. James Harden has been traded. Apparently.
All right. So Harden goes to Philadelphia. Okay. That's accurate.
So Sham Sarania reports the Brooklyn Nets and Philadelphia 76ers are finalizing trade, sending James Harden for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and draft picks, sources tell The Athletic. So there we go. It's done. James Harden was in Brooklyn for less than a year. Can't help but think Kyrie Irvingness, his attitude, his raison d'etre, got to be very annoying to James Harden, who is 32 years old, wants to win a championship. I think the Nets probably would have been, I mean, they were championship favorites all year long, and can't help but think this, I mean, 7-game losing streak. How many, I know for a fact that no team that has gone on a 7-game losing streak in the regular season has ever won an NBA championship. So peace out. And Daryl Morey does nothing but win. I mean, Daryl Morey, he said, I'm not moving him. I'm not trading him for Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield. I'm not trading him for Damian Lillard. I'm not trading him for Domantas Sabonis. And in the end, who wins? The 76ers win.
All right. So who's the better team for the rest of the season?
Sixers, no doubt. I mean, I think the Sixers, in fact, I am going to go see if I can get, if I can fire a bet off real quick on the Philadelphia 76ers to win an NBA championship, because I think they're very clearly the better team. Now, is the ceiling for the Nets way higher because Kevin Durant is the best player in basketball? Absolutely. Even in that series they lost to the Milwaukee Bucks last year, you would still say Durant was the best player in that series, and had Kyrie Irving been available and James Harden was playing through injury in that series, they would have won. And they also probably would have, they also probably would have beaten the Suns in the finals as well.
All right. So James Harden, now a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's go back to Ben Simmons here. So Ben Simmons goes to Brooklyn. So what do you think changes for him, if anything, going to, does numbers change in any way? I know right now it's going to be hard to judge with Durant up. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing that is going to change is Ben Simmons is going to have to realize what his true position in the NBA is, which is he is a power forward and even a small ball center. Basically, he plays the same position that Giannis plays. So he's still going to have the ball in his hands a ton. You know, it's not like Giannis never brings the ball up, but Giannis always plays with a traditional point guard, whether it be George Hill, whether it be Drew Holiday, you know, whoever it might be. And Kyrie Irving is always obviously going to be on the court. Kevin Durant is always going to be on the court. Honestly, the Nets' third best player this year has been Patty Mills. I mean, who knows where they would be if Patty Mills had not signed with them in the offseason. So Ben Simmons is going to, you know what he's going to do? He's going to play defense. He is going to be a rim runner. He's going to be setting ball screens. And the more interesting question, though, is what kind of shape is Ben Simmons in? Has he been working with a trainer? Has he been playing, you know, 3-on-3? Or is this guy been, you know, hanging out at his house, you know, I'm sure lifting weights and running and stuff. But when's the last time? I mean, this guy has not played competitive basketball since the playoffs last year. I don't think he is going to come in 2 weeks and be ready to go. I mean, they might be still integrating him into the rotation in the playoffs at this point.
But in the end, Davis, what happens from all this? What did we learn? Player wins again, right? Ben Simmons won, right? And I mean, this is what he wanted.
And James Harden won. James Harden won. He said, I don't want to be. And James Harden has won twice now in 2 years. He showed up to Houston last year. He showed up to Houston. And he said, you know what? I'm not feeling it. Vibes off. Not feeling it. I'm out. Trade me. And that Rockets, I mean, they traded him for nothing. The Rockets got nothing useful in that deal for James Harden, at least the Nets are getting a useful player here, and Seth Curry is also very good too.
Right, another underrated player. All right, so that dominates our discussion. Most likely, we'll hit on this again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
As we continue forward, big story today in fantasy, James Harden headed to Philadelphia. Ben Simmons finally out of Philadelphia and headed to Brooklyn. We'll dive more into the trade and set our lineup tonight, as we promised tonight on DraftKings, coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. And I'm telling you, this weekend we got the Super Bowl coming up. And there's a great opportunity for those of you who were thinking about betting the Super Bowl, because here at Sports Grid, we got a contest going on. And there's a chance for you to get back $500 this weekend. Let's tell you more about it, because here at Sports Grid, we want to make you have a better experience this coming Sunday on the Super Bowl. And all you got to do is check out our Same Game Experience contest today on social media. Follow on Twitter at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV, and at SportsGrid Radio. Reply with a picture of your losing bet slip and use the hashtag Same Game Better Experience, and you can get up to $500 back. Again, follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV, and at SportsGrid Radio. Even if you lose, you may win this coming Sunday on the Super Bowl. So check us out there for sure. Recapping now, the biggest story in all of sports today happened during our show, which is sort of rare. James Harden, Davis, no longer a member of the Brooklyn Nets, no longer a member of the Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City. I don't know, a lot of different places for James Harden. Now, will he be happy in Philadelphia, I guess, is the big question. We know that Ben Simmons, wherever he ended up, was going to be really happy. And I know that there's picks being exchanged. Seth Curry's also involved in the deal. Do you think that Harden is now going to be happy in this place? Because it seems like it's been a while since then.
I mean, he'll be happy for a little bit. He will certainly get to play Harden ball. You know, that now with Seth Curry moved on, I don't think Tyrese Maxey or Shake Milton is going to be demanding that that they take a greater amount of shots. They're going to be more than happy to stand in the corner and get their, you know, get their looks there. I mean, for up into a point, right? You know, maybe when it's a little bit closer for Tyrese Maxey to start thinking about getting his second contract, maybe he will start to bristle a little bit. But Tobias Harris is basically the type of wing player that Harden has played with multiple times in the past. I do wonder if the Embiid is going to need the ball a little bit more than Harden's center teammates in the past, you know, going to need the ball. And actually, the worst James Harden scenario we've ever seen was when Harden and Dwight Howard played together, and that relationship spoiled very quickly. Now, of course, Joel Embiid is a much more gifted player than Dwight Howard ever was. And Dwight Howard was a great player, but a different style of player. Embiid can shoot a little bit. But the biggest thing that has happened with the 76ers in the playoffs in the past is Embiid just gets exhausted, right? Because he's a big guy. I mean, he's like about 7'3". I mean, he's just a huge guy. The guy gets tired. Well, who better to stick him with in the playoffs than James Harden, where Embiid can literally, on offense, go sit in the corner, hands on his knees, catch his breath. Harden does the step-back three-pointer thing. They all run back on defense after the ball goes back in. I'm bullish on I think this was a win-win. I honestly think both teams got better with this trade, honestly.
Yeah, and they could play each other in the playoffs. So that's, I think, to me, the most compelling part about it when you see something happen like this. But, of course, Scott Farrell will have you covered later today. I'm sure we'll be hearing all about it. Daryl Morey will be hearing from him. Steve Nash, as Davis accurately pointed out, did not believe Steve Nash that Harden would be on the team after today, and that was correct. Got that one right. You should have bet on that one, Davis. You could have had that one in your pocket already. All right, so let's get back to where we were and do a little reset and look at the lineup tonight that we are potentially putting in over on DraftKings. Also, you can get this info over at dailyroto.com. Tonight's lineup from Davis, we've got Kyrie Irving at point guard. He's priced at $10,400, of course, for Brooklyn. Mikal Bridges at $6,100. Bruce Brown is the cheaper option tonight at $3,700. Jackson Hayes you have here at $5,600. And Pascal Siakam, lately, Davis, has been the gift that keeps on giving. Every time I get ready to do this show in the morning and I'm looking for the top performers, it feels like Siakam is on that list.
Siakam is unbelievable right now. He's got three straight games with more than 50 fantasy points. And the Brooklyn Nets, of course, they are not going to have any of their tertiary pieces available tonight because of this trade. And also Seth Curry and Ben Simmons, I don't think, are going to be expected to report tonight in Washington. So it's pretty much the Kyrie Irving show. I view him as the best possible play tonight. The last time we saw him was at Denver, 41 minutes, 26 field goal attempts, 60 DraftKings points. Unbelievable stuff there. The Suns are missing a couple guys in their rotation right now. They are missing Frank Kaminsky. They are missing their backup point guard in Cameron Payne and one of their wing players in Landry Shamet. That has meant that Mikal Bridges is playing starting small forward, backup shooting guard, and backup power forward, 41 and 36 minutes the last two nights for him. I mean, he's been fine. You know, obviously he's not going to be their their number one option on offense, but just lots of minutes for him there, which is going to be important. Bruce Brown, one of the guys who is about to basically be out of a job now. His position is going to be taken by Ben Simmons and Seth Curry when they get there, but one last chance for him to get a bunch of run tonight in that unreal blowout to the Boston Celtics the other night where they had like 5 points in the first quarter. This is so funny. He played 32 minutes, 9 fantasy points for Bruce Brown in 32 minutes. I don't expect a repeat of that. I think he'll be fine tonight at 3,700. Interestingly enough, the New Orleans Pelicans have gone to, they're playing two centers. I mean, you never see teams do this in the NBA. I cannot remember the last team. I think the last team I remember doing this was the Denver Nuggets when they tried to play Nurkic and Jokic together. But the Pelicans have been playing Jonas Valanciunas and Jackson Hayes together because they have no one available because of trades. They traded away all of their power forwards in that deal to get CJ McCollum. Now, when McCollum starts, obviously it'll change, but they don't have any power forwards. So Jackson Hayes has been starting. And of course, you know, we already addressed Siakam, who's crushing it right now.
Yeah, he's been great. Okay, let's close it out here with three more players. Again, tonight on DraftKings, we'll give you the pricing. Reggie Bullock is at 5,200 tonight. Jonathan Kuminga, 4,300. And in the flex option, Davis, we're going to slide Brandon Clark in, and his price tonight is at 4,900.
Yeah, Brandon Clark is, one of my favorite Zach Lowe All-Stars. You know, he always highlights those guys at the end of the year who are maybe bench players or just really good players on good teams who are never going to make an All-Pro team. Clark, one of those guys, backup power forward and center for the Memphis Grizzlies. One of the best fantasy points per minute guys in the NBA. Think he'll get a little bit of extra run tonight against the essentially centerless Detroit Pistons. I think Isaiah Stewart and Kelly Olynyk are the last two centers there on the roster. So I think Clark will get some good run tonight, probably about 26 minutes. I think he's got a good price there, good efficiency spot. Kuminga has been taking advantage of the absence of Draymond Green. Also think they'll want a little bit of size tonight because the Knicks are one of the few teams that plays a center for all 48 minutes. Don't know how much Juan Toscano-Anderson is going to play. He actually got a DNP CD the other night in a similar situation, and Kuminga played a bunch of minutes there. Very similar to Brandon Clark, just a very good fantasy points per minute producer. And then Reggie Bullock, you know, not exciting, but with all the injuries that Dallas has right now, Kristaps Porzingis is not playing. Tim Hardaway Jr., of course, suffered the season-ending injury. Reggie Bullock basically absorbing all of those minutes. Actually had 42 fantasy points the other night with a hot three-point shooting night, and that is the lay of the land tonight.
All right, very good. Let's go back to the trade real quick again. For those of you just joining us, James Harden, Ben Simmons, both swapping spots. Simmons now going to Brooklyn and Harden going to Philadelphia. Also a couple of names involved in the deal. Davis, your opinion on this? Drummond and it looks like Millsap also involved in this trade as well. Any value for either of those players?
You know, the Nets have done this the entire time that they've been in the Durant era. They've just brought in, big man X who used to be an All-Pro, LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, They even had a couple. A guy who's I'm completely forgetting in the first year that Durant was there. But Andre Drummond, I would not be surprised to see him start at center actually for the Nets here in a couple days, which is crazy. He had been a really good backup center, and I wonder if the Nets actually wanted him. I wonder if this is actually more than just salary matching. Maybe I'm wrong, right? Maybe I'm 100% wrong here, and Drummond gets waived. But I do wonder if some part of Nets were like, actually, we want this guy, you know, literally a former all-star, like a really good, I mean, he's kind of an empty stats guy. Like, we know that about Drummond right now, can't shoot, not a great defensive player, but that is all the Nets centers, right? LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, Dayron Sharpe. I mean, all of those guys other than Claxton are basically the exact same player.
All right. So there you have it. We've got the big trade going down during the show. I'm sure that we'll be talking about this also tomorrow on Sports Grid here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll hear from Daryl Morey, and we'll hear from all the members of the Brooklyn Nets and Philadelphia 76ers. Pretty big deal for this to happen during our show as well. So we're going to come back next, and we've got Fantasy or Reality. But one of the questions for our Fantasy or Reality today was around James Harden, so we got to scrap that. So producing here on the fly, we're going to talk a little best ball strategy coming up in fantasy football and Fantasy or Reality. So this is rare for the first time, just sort of going on the fly. We're going to talk about a number of different things coming up. But stay on the grid with us. It's a fun day to be here with us. Super Bowl, big NBA trades. Major League Baseball having some news as well, an action-packed Thursday edition of FST. Stay on the grid. Fantasy Sports Today continues live next right here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com. I'm Craig Mitch along with David Matic, and we are back in just 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Davis, another trade involving the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA. What do we got?
We got a pretty big, well, big is in the eye of the beholder. I think this is a pretty big deal. The San Antonio Spurs traded Derek White to the Boston Celtics, apparently for Josh Richardson. Now, I got to be honest, I don't really get this deal. NBA GMs seem to love Josh Richardson, and apparently a first-round pick is being traded from the Celtics as well. That is being reported by several different outlets. Now, of course, a first is top 10 firsts are really good. Lottery firsts are good. Firsts that fall out of the top 15 picks, it is important for the Spurs right now. I don't think they wanted to trade Dejounte Murray. The list of guys on their roster who could have fetched a first is basically Derek White and maybe Lonnie Walker or Keldon Johnson if someone really liked those guys. But Josh Richardson, to me, is long been one of the most overrated players in the NBA. 36% three-point shooter, 50% effective field goal percentage for his career after several years of being underneath that. He was a good player in Miami. He was viewed as a key part of that 76ers team in in 2019 that had very high, you know, championship aspirations. But Derek White, we talked a little bit earlier in the week about how things had just fallen flat for the Boston Celtics, right? It's like you have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, two of the top 15 trade assets in the NBA, and they keep cycling through these point guards. I mentioned, right, they tried Kemba Walker, right. They tried Kyrie Irving, they're trying Dennis Schroeder. Well, now they're going to be trying Derek White. I would say I've been mostly negative on all these other deals that they've done. I think this is super good. I think moving Derek Richardson, giving his minutes to, you know, whoever off the bench, I don't even really think it matters, because Derek White is 27 years old. He is a decent three-point shooter, although not shooting at all good this year. But I this is a good trade. I think this was smart by the Celtics.
All right, so a lot of trades happening in the NBA. Of course, Scott Perrell coming up a little bit later with reaction to this big trade, as well as all the action going on at the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. All right, one quick tip of the day for best ball strategy. Our plan was to give you a lot of tips today, but we're running out of time here on the show, so let's give you a quick one, Davis. Of course, two running backs that right now are unclear in terms of their destination in the future, because they're going to both be in the NFL draft. We have Kenneth Walker and we have Breece Hall. We're going to kind of put these head-to-head in terms of strategy. And I know a lot of this is going to rely on their destination, I would think. Or does it, in terms of where people are drafting in best ball fantasy football right now?
Well, people are. They are drafting right now. There's a championship on Underdog. There's a championship on the FFPC that will end when the NFL draft starts. There's real money to be made in those. One thing I would tell you, Craig, is Breece Hall is the definitely the odds-on favorite to be the first running back drafted this year. A phenomenal player at Iowa State. I do think Kenneth Walker might be one of those guys, not to disparage him too much, you know, kind of in that Ron Dane category, where he was an amazing college player, right? A guy who got Heisman Trophy votes, who was basically the best player for Michigan State. I do wonder if he does kind of fall into that grouping of guys. He's a little bit smaller. He's 5'10". He was a transfer, so he went to Wake Forest originally, transferred to Michigan State, showed up with 1,700 combo yards and 19 touchdowns, only 13 receptions his final year at Michigan State. I do wonder if he's kind of one of those guys that, you know, ends up being a fifth-round draft pick or something like that. So, but Breece Hall, though, I do expect Breece Hall to probably be like a second round pick.
All right. So there you go. Draft coming up. We'll have that covered for you in a couple of months. Our big events coming up next: Super Bowl, March Madness, opening day of baseball, NFL draft. All right. Let's kick it over to Brett Levy on this very busy day for some fantasy or reality.
All right, guys. Well, starting off today, we are going to the Super Bowl because a lot of people were talking about Super Bowl logos on the internet the other day, mentioning that the NFL has gone to a more corporate logo. They used to be designed regionally. And another thing was pointed out is no one knows the numbers anymore because no one reads Roman numerals anymore. People are calling it Super Bowl LVI when it's Super Bowl 56. So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. The Super Bowl should get rid of Roman numerals. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Yeah, hardcore reality for me. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm a moron and I'm not classically educated, but I haven't known what number of Super Bowl it's been my entire life. You just told me the number that it was 30 seconds ago, already forgot. Don't know it. I in my head, it is the 2022 Super Bowl, and that is what I'm going to refer to it as. I also think you're right. The regionally designed Super Bowl logos way better. These nasty corporate logos are like so unappealing. Like just nothing about this. I mean, look, we're looking at this graphic right now. We have this soulless mega stadium. We have the redesigned helmets that are not as good as the old 80s helmets for the Rams and for the Bengals, whose jerseys and uniforms used to, everyone hates these Rams uniforms. We have this awful Super Bowl logo. Like, this is one of the least aesthetically appealing images of the Super Bowl I can imagine. So I'm on board with all of that. Old logos, regular. I mean, just bring me back, Craig. It's all bad.
Yeah, for me, growing up, I do remember when the Super Bowl was, like, the first, I kind of remember back to, like, the 80s, and knowing the Roman numerals, and knowing which Super Bowl was associated with. I sort of remember that in the 80s, but the last 10 or 20, I can't even tell you. I mean, this seemed like probably a cool thing for that era, but we've gotten past this. And I will take exception to one thing. I definitely would like to know what Super Bowl it is without Roman numerals. Like, if they put Super Bowl 56 on the ball, I think that would be cool. Like, just put 56. Like, why do we have to use Roman numerals for that? But I do remember, from a nostalgia point of view, watching the Super Bowl, you know, understanding what Roman numerals were. I think I may have learned about them in school, too. I guess probably that's why, in a different time that was associated with it. But just throw 56 up there, throw 57, 58, 59, 60. Do we have to have that? There must be something else behind it that I'm missing, but there's certainly not a selling point behind it anymore. So I am with you. Do away with it. I would say it is definitely a reality. And my guess is we may get this wish. I think maybe by the time we get to 60, it's done.
All right. Our next question and our last question of the day, Craig, who is the celebrity? Billy Joe Armstrong is the celebrity who, quote unquote, had his car stolen. In 1962, Chevy Nova was quote unquote stolen. But the good news is, Craig, he forgot where it was parked and they found the car. So we got to ask, and we'll start with you. You have lost your car in a parking lot. Craig, is this a fantasy or reality?
Well, I mean, define lost here. Like, does lost mean I went home without the car and went back the next day? Or does lost mean I was walking around how long?
25 minutes. 25 minutes.
Oh, that's a reality. Of course that's a reality. Parking garage, parking lot, concert, football game, without a doubt. But lost, I mean, I don't know if I would define. I can't find it. Does that mean lost? I couldn't find it, but then I did. Lost to me means it's like, you know, I went home, I was done, I couldn't find the car, like I had to go back next day. I never got to that extreme. The worst experience I ever had with a car at an event was the opening night of the new, well, it's not new, it's been around forever, the Miami Heat Arena. They had opening night there, and I parked in a spot that I wasn't supposed to. My car got towed on opening night of the first Miami Heat game, but got towed. First game ever. Yeah, but how was I supposed to know? It's first game, new parking. Like, I was clueless. But lost reality, if the parameters are 25 minutes or 35 minutes or let's say even an hour, yes, I would say reality, but never overnight. Eventually, I've always found the car. The most lost I've been with my car was the airport most recently in Fort Lauderdale or Miami, one of the two. I think it was like an hour. I couldn't find it. I had to get the guy, like, they found it on the screen of me driving in, and then he told me. It was so embarrassing. But yes, reality.
It's kind of happened to me at the airport before. Did end up finding it. Didn't have to go out. I don't even know what I would have done. I didn't even think about that. But of course, yeah, they can track it via, you know, video camera or whatever. I did it and basically just waited for the parking lot to clear out and eventually found it at a Kansas City Chiefs game, you know, a noon game. We got there really early. Mm-hmm. We had to park really far away. If you've ever been to a game at Arrowhead or a World Series game for the Royals, when that park, it is a mess. It is like my least favorite thing about the Kansas City metropolitan area is that the way they have the stadiums they're built, it is so dumb. It's the worst. But had no idea where I parked. Didn't know the direction. You know, normally you can drop a pin on your phone to remember. I forgot to do it. And ever since mm-hmm. this time, it took me like two, maybe even 3 hours. Nah, probably not. Probably like 2 hours to get back to my car. I am like fastidious about dropping a pin where I park for these events, like 100% without fail, will always remember, because it was such a miserable experience being like, I have no idea how I'm getting out of here. No idea how I'm getting home. This is like unbelievably annoying.
What do you mean dropping a pin? I'm confused.
So you have a functionality on your phone with Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever. You just say, hey, Siri, will you drop a pin? And it will literally drop like a geolocation GPS pin where you parked your car that you can return to later. So you can click on your phone and you can go find your pins and you can get back to the location. There's just a small way technology can improve your life.
I learned something on the show today. You know, I use the old fashioned method, which is what everybody does now, Davis, which is, you know, I just happen to have my keys because I got to leave as soon as the show's over. So I have my car, you know, and then I just hit the button for like it to go off, you know, the alarm button, but that doesn't work anymore because everybody's doing it. There's like beeping all over the place, right? Like it just honking doesn't work.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I drive an old beater. I couldn't even do that because it would only work from like 40 feet away. Like I would have basically had to have found the car anyways. So maybe another reason for me to event. I'll never do it. Nothing brings me, like I feel sick thinking about spending a bunch of money on a car. So I'm enjoying my beater.
All right, there you go. Maybe you'll Odell Beckham will buy a new one on Monday. All right, we got to take a quick break here on the show. We got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next, and then we're out of here. But Davis and I will be right back here tomorrow as we have our final look at the Super Bowl here on our Friday edition of the show. So make sure you stay on the grid with us. We get ready to wrap it all up next. Sports Grid 60 on deck. Don't go. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Our live coverage from the Super Bowl in Los Angeles continues. Scott Farrell, Coast to Coast, coming up in just a couple of hours from now right here on Sports Grid. But Davis and I both have things to do on this Thursday, so we got to leave. But we leave you with one final thought, and here's Davis's Sports Grid 60.
Of course, fascinating stuff here with the Brooklyn Nets and 76ers trade. Clearly does look like the 76ers are saying, who knows how long we're going to have Joel Embiid, right? Remember, he came into his career with really severe foot injuries. Big men tend to have shorter shelf lives, wings and guards, just because it's very hard to keep a 7-foot frame, you know, fully upright. So I like this trade slightly more for the Nets, but I do think it is the rare NBA trade where a star player is moved and both teams do okay. You know, I think the Nets are you know, still going to be the championship favorites. I think Ben Simmons is a good fit. He'll never have to take a shot again for the rest of his life if he doesn't want to. Just can play defense and pass the ball. But James Harden, still very good.
Yeah, I think most people feel that way. It seems like that the timeline is full of people saying fair trade, which is always fun in the NBA. All right. So, look, I mean, the football season comes to an end. Rite of passage for somebody like me is as soon as football ends, baseball starts, and usually right in between, I take a break. I usually take a vacation of some kind. I will tell you that I will trade not Harden, not Simmons. I'll trade my time off if Major League Baseball decides to jump back in next week with all of the signings and all the free agents and all the trades and everything that's going to happen. It's going to be an amazing week once baseball gets their act together because they got to get all these guys signed before spring training. So I'll trade that if it happens. But otherwise, no, I'm going on vacation. That'll do it for the show. Thank you to our friends over at LTN. Thank you to, of course, Danny and Ryan on our graphics. For my producer, Brett Levy, and co-host Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Great.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.